Hello, this is Tom Scott with the Ford County Chronicle for Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. Our issues resolved, we are back again with the Ford County Chronicle. On the front page, filing period for March 17th primary election, to run again or not. That question was answered with Monday's filing deadline. Paxton. There will not be a new sheriff in town, but Ford County will have a new treasurer, at least four new county board members, and possibly a new county clerk and recorder, too, following next year's primary and general elections. On Monday afternoon, when the deadline passed for candidates to file their nominating paperwork for the March 17th primary, the results showed just one contested race lined up between incumbent Amy Frederick and current District 1 County Board member Kelsey Vaughn, both of Paxton, for the county clerk and recorder's post, but plenty of turnover nonetheless on the horizon. That is because Treasurer Krisha Whitcomb and four county board members, District 1's Jean May and Carson Vaughn, both of Paxton, plus District 2's Leslie King of Piper City and District 3's Chase McCall of Gibson City, did not file for re-election, leaving a host of newcomers to fill their seats once they expire on November 30, 2026. If Vaughn were to defeat Frederick as well, yet another board position would be left to fill via appointment. With no Democrats having filed as candidates, here is a breakdown of whose names will appear on the Republican primary election ballot in Ford County. For County Treasurer, with Whitcomb opting not to seek a third four-year term as treasurer, her deputy clerk, Taylor Burnett, is vying to replace her. Unchallenged, Burnett is a Paxton native who graduated from Paxton Buckley Lota High School and has previous experience in finance working at the Frederick Community Bank and the former Farmers Merchants National Bank of Illinois, both in Paxton. She worked at the Frederick Community Bank both during and after high school. "I have 10 years of experience in the banking industry," Burnett said. "This experience allowed me to build a strong foundation in financial management, budgeting, and customer service. I have also had the privilege of serving under the current Ford County Treasurer, where I've gained valuable hands-on experience in county finance operations, tax collections, and responsible management of public funds. This background has prepared me to step into the role of treasurer with the knowledge, integrity, and dedication our county deserves." Burnett noticed that she will commit to ensuring transparency, accountability, and smart decision-making, not just for today, but for the collective future of our county. "Ford County deserves a government in which the county officials and board members work together in unity and cooperation," Burnett said. "Not only will I work to achieve that unity, but I also promise to be engaged with you, the citizens of Ford County. I will not only work for you, but will work with you." Burnett was married in June 2021 to Justin Burnett. She has three stepsons, Kyler, Connor, and Case, and a daughter, Collins. Burnett is a daughter of Gary and Tammy Glasic, who are part owners of Plastic Designs Incorporated of Paxton. She has three siblings, Shannon, Travis, and Aubrey. "Ford County is home to my family," she said. "Ford County has always been home to me. It's where I grew up, built my career, and formed lifelong relationships with the people who make this community so special." Whitcomb endorsed Burnett's candidacy to replace her. Burnett, who has been working in the treasurer's office since June, is already doing an exceptional job learning the duties of the office and will be an excellent Ford County treasurer, Whitcomb said. Whitcomb, who served as treasurer since 2018, described her decision not to seek re-election as bittersweet. "After the unexpected loss of my husband, Doug McCoy, I will be relocating to our retirement home in Arizona after finishing my current term," Whitcomb said. "In order to provide a smooth transition for taxpayers, I have been and will continue to cross-train the employees in the office. Whitcomb's dentist treasurer came after she taught K-12 mathematics in Milford for 12 years and spent 17 years in financial management consulting. Whitcomb grew up in Paxton, where she raised her son Parker and maintains an active role in the family business, Paxton Ready Mix. It has been a great honor to serve my hometown community the past 8 years, Whitcomb said. The County Clerk and Recorder. Frederick is being challenged for the first time in her bid for re-election. An employee of the County Clerk and Recorder's office for 17 and a half years, Frederick has held the office's top leadership post for the past 9, winning election unopposed to a 2-year term in November 2016 and 4-year terms in both 2018 and 2022, after being initially appointed to the position in June of 2016 as a replacement for the retired Linda Kellerhals. Frederick started working in the office in January 2008 as a deputy clerk under Kellerhals and then was promoted 4 years later to chief deputy. I have made the office organized and more efficient, brought the office up to date as far as the needs of the county's customers, and will continue to provide great customer service and election success, Frederick said. I would love the opportunity to continue as the Ford County Clerk and Recorder, and I thank the voters of Ford County for their trust in my ability to do so. A daughter of Ford County natives, Frederick was born and raised in Gibson City and has not left Ford County since. I lived in Gibson City for about 24 years and currently live in Paxton for the last 27 years, Frederick said. My husband and I have been married for the last 27 and a half years, and we have 2 daughters, and our oldest daughter had our first grandson who just turned 1 year old. Frederick's opponent, Kelsey Vaughn, is in the midst of her first year as a District 1 county board member. If she wins in the primary, she said she would vacate her board seat, to which she was elected to a 4-year term last year. Vaughn, 38, is employed at Paxton Family Dental and previously served on the Paxton Community Nursery School Board from 2011 to 2018, including as its secretary and president. Our county deserves transparency, accountability, and efficiency in every aspect of local government, Kelsey Vaughn said. I'm committed to serving the people of Ford County with integrity, ensuring that every process, from elections to public records, is handled with accuracy and care. And I believe in listening to the needs of our community and working hard every day to earn your trust and your vote. She and her husband, Josie Vaughn, have 3 daughters, Taylor, 16, Josie, 15, and Reese, 2. A resident of Ford County since 1990, she graduated in 2004 from Paxton Buckley Lota High School and in 2007 from Parkland College in Champaign. I am a listener, open-minded, organized, self-motivated, driven, and dedicated, she said in 2024 before her election to the county board. County Board District Number 1. Running unopposed for 2 available 4-year terms on the county board in District 1 are Ford County Planning Commission Chairman Dominic Brackenoff and one-time Paxton City Council and Paxton Planning Commission member Rob Steiger, both of Paxton. Giving up their District 1 board seats will be May and Carson Vaughn, who both opted not to seek re-election. Brackenoff, who ran unsuccessfully for a District 1 board seat in the March 2024 primary, said he was excited to have the opportunity to run again and just hoping for a better result than the last time around. Last time, Kelsey Vaughn and veteran board member Tom McQuinn of rural Paxton claimed victory in a 4-way race for 2 seats, defeating then-chairman Debbie Smith of Paxton and Brackenhoff, who ran for election for the first time. Brackenhoff, 26, is employed as an information technology consultant for KPMG and previously did the same job for a company called Capgemini. Throughout college, he worked as a personal trainer at Elite Sport and Fitness in Paxton. The nature of my job requires me to gather lots of complex information quickly and to suggest solutions that will enable businesses to operate more efficiently, he said last year. I also work collaboratively across numerous teams, which each serve a different purpose to deliver a unified product. My ability to work with diverse groups of people and analyze complex issues makes me an ideal candidate for the Ford County Board. My primary goals, if I am elected, include ensuring the responsible management of county finances. I want to be involved in creating and overseeing budgets which allocate funds to various local programs and services. I also want to improve the local infrastructure, specifically the parks and public facilities in Ford County. Rakanoff graduated in 2016 from Mahomet Seymour High School and earned a bachelor's degree in kinesiology in 2020 and a master's degree in business management in 2021 from the University of Illinois. Before moving to Paxton, he lived in Mahomet starting in high school after he moved there from Los Angeles, California. He is married to Kira Brackenoff. Outside of work, Brackenoff has helped coach 6th and 7th graders for the local youth football league and is also involved in various activities at his church. Steiger, meanwhile, previously served in the Paxton City Council from 2012 to 2019 when he had to vacate the position due to his move to another home just outside of city limits. A resident of the area since 1984, Steiger previously served for a few years on the Paxton Planning Commission and earlier served as a member and as president of the Lake Iroquois Association in the 1990s. Steiger said he is seeking election to the county board because, among other reasons, I just want to make sure the right questions are asked so everything is looked at before decisions are made. Steiger, 61, is employed as a broadcast engineer for Champaign-based Cobalt Digital, which builds equipment for broadcast television. I've been there for 16 years, but I've been a broadcast engineer for far longer, Steiger said. Steiger and his wife of 35 years, Molly, have three grown kids. He enjoys amateur radio and aviation in his spare time. Meanwhile, the departing May, who is 71, said he decided it is time to give up his county board seat, which he has held since December 2002, because I've been on the board for a long time, and it's time for the younger folks to do the job. I hope I did some good to help the county, May said. Before joining the county board, May served for a short time on the Paxton City Council starting in March of 1991. May, a self-employed garbage hauler for 47 years, and the owner of Central Illinois Disposal and Recycling, said he has no plans to retire anytime soon. Carson Vaughn, meanwhile, announced in June that he would not seek a second term as a District 1 board member. The 21-year-old Vaughn, who was elected to a four-year term in November 2022 as an 18-year-old fresh upon graduation from Paxton Buckley Lota High School, and who began serving as the board's vice chairman last December, said he would be giving up his seat next year to devote more time to his studies for his future career. Vaughn said he plans to graduate in 2026 from the University of Illinois College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences and then pursue a Doctor of Medicine degree and Juris Doctorate, a path that demands serious time, focus, and dedication, he noted. My goal is to build a career at the intersection of medicine, law, and public safety, advocating for underserved rural communities like the one that raised me, Carson Vaughn said. Through my time on the board will eventually end. My passion for public service is only growing. In Ford County Board District 2, vying for two available seats on the county board in District 2, are newcomer Carl Boak of Cabri and incumbent Tim Nuss of rural Roberts. Opting not to seek re-election was District 2's King, who has been on the board since 2020. Nuss, a member of the board since 2010, is a native of Ford County whose family ties run deep here, he said. That is why I am proud to serve the people of Ford County as a county board member, Nuss said. I'm going to do my best to serve the people of one more term as a District 2 county board member. I give you my word that if I'm elected for another term, I will continue to do everything I can to make our county some place we can all be proud of. I'm asking for your support so we can work together to do all of the things we can do to make the changes in Ford County that are possible. Nuss is semi-retired. In addition to serving on the county board, he serves as a Republican precinct committeeman for Lyman Township and as a board member of the East Central Illinois Community Action Agency, the Ford County Public Health Department Board, and the Ford County Recovery-Oriented Systems of Care Council. I also help with the produce distribution and health fair put on by a nonprofit organization, Jeremiah 33-6, and the Mennonite College of Nursing at Illinois State University, said Nuss, who also portrays Santa Claus each year during the annual Ford County Santa Road Rally. Boak, meanwhile, works as a tool and die maker at Hoffman Tool and Die in Fairbury. Boak said he opted to run for election because he cares deeply about the direction of our community and wants to be part of keeping Ford County strong, fair, and financially responsible. Like a lot of people, I believe local government should focus on practical solutions, maintaining our roads and services and managing taxpayer money wisely, and supporting the people and businesses that make our small towns work, Boak said. I think we can be careful with our spending without losing sight of what makes this county a great place to live. I also want to make sure our county's resources, like farmland and local infrastructure, are managed in ways that benefit the community for a long term, not just for short-term gain. Ford County has a proud history of hard work, common sense, and neighbors helping neighbors. That's the approach I'll bring to the board. King, a mother of two and grandmother of six, who has lived in Piper City for nearly 34 years with her husband of 39 years, Brian, and is employed as a business life coach and leadership trainer and facilitator with Maxwell Leadership, said she appreciates having had the chance to serve her community via her position on the board over the last nearly 6 years. Serving on the board since 2020 has taught me the true meaning of public service, the importance of standing firm in your convictions and listening to the voices of your constituents while leading with integrity and ethics, King said. Though I'm not running again, I am deeply grateful for the experience and lessons learned about teamwork, transparency, and the responsibility that comes with the dedication and commitment to serving my constituents. For County Board District 3. For two available seats on the County Board in District 3, running are incumbent Randy Ferguson of Gibson City, who has been on the board for 20-plus years, and newcomer Mark Sizemore of rural Gibson City. District 3's McCall, the board's chairman, announced in June that he would not run for re-election. Ferguson, who is 62, is among the board's longest-serving members. He is employed as sexton of Drummer Township Cemetery in Gibson City, in addition to serving as manager of Gibson City's public swimming pool for the last 20 or so years. Next swimming season will be my last, and the new pool will open in 2027 with new management, Ferguson said. The 55-year-old Sizemore, a rural Gibson City cattle farmer and former owner of SNC Solutions Incorporated, said he was encouraged to run for the county board by the departing McCall. Chase McCall had mentioned to me that he was no longer going to run, and he would really like to see somebody with the knowledge and some common sense to take his spot, Sizemore said. Sizemore had considered running for the board 4 years earlier, not long after he retired in 2020, handing over his company to his business partner and his son, but ultimately did not seek election at that time. "I was still trying to decide what I was going to do with my retirement," Sizemore said. "I wasn't ready then." Today, Sizemore feels ready to take on the job. "I'm getting a little more comfortable in my retirement, and I've got a lot of time on my hands," Sizemore said. "I own property spread all over the Dix Township area, so I see a lot of things that don't get done. I see a lot of things that I wish were taken care of, as far as roads, street signs, things like that that just don't get done. And I think somebody needs to start enforcing wasteful spending and supporting agricultural farmers." Sizemore said he hopes to put to use his extensive knowledge of infrastructure and building and design. "I think I could bring a world of knowledge," Sizemore said, "from working with infrastructure to roads and bridges to broadband networks to renewable energy. I've worked in those fields my whole entire career. I've seen a lot of things across the United States with my companies, and I think I can just bring a lot of knowledge to the county board that they don't currently have." This is the first time running for office for Sizemore, who lives about a mile east of Gibson City and has lived in Ford County since he was age 19. "I raised my family here and I met my wife here. She was from Melvin Sibley and graduated from Melvin Sibley High School and grew up just outside of Sibley," Sizemore said. McCall, meanwhile, has been a board member since March 2015. When he was appointed to replace former Chairman Rick Bowen of Gibson City, and served as vice chairman from December 2018 to December 2020, before replacing Paxton Smith as chairman following her defeat in the March 2024 primary. The 37-year-old McCall has also served as chairman of the Ford County Republican Central Committee. "I truly believe in pseudo-term limits," McCall said in June. "I think it's good to have fresh ideas, new people on the board, new leaders from the community. For me, I just appreciate new ideas and perspectives, and I think stepping away at this point is best for me. Seeing the leadership direction of the board that we now have, I'm confident these guys will do a good job." County Sheriff Chad Johnson of Paxton filed for re-election to a second four-year term as sheriff. Johnson replaced retired Mark Duran of Gibson City as sheriff in 2022 after winning an unopposed election bid. Johnson, who is 56, has been a police officer since 2006 when he was hired by the Paxton Police Department. Before becoming a police officer, he worked for a short period of time at the Ford County Jail as a correctional officer. His wife, Stacy, is a school counselor at PBL Junior High School. They reside outside of Paxton and have two adult children. "It has been an honor to serve the citizens of Ford County these past 3 years," Johnson said. "During my first term, my goals included serving with integrity, respect, and honor to make a difference in Ford County. Over the past 3 years, we have built a great relationship with all of our county departments, as well as neighboring counties. I am proud of what we have accomplished during this term and would be honored to serve another 4 years for the citizens of Ford County. I appreciate your support for my office and for all of our employees who put their lives on the line every day to keep our community safe and the handling of daily business. Thank you for the trust, support, and encouragement you have all given me throughout these past 3 years. Your vote in 2026 would be appreciated." In Iroquois County, the filing period closed with three contested races for the upcoming Republican primary. Unchallenged will be Brian Suver of Crescent City for re-election as county clerk and recorder, Kurt Albers of rural Martinton for re-election as treasurer, and Clint Perzee of rural Onarga for re-election as sheriff. Also unchallenged for a pair of District 3 county board seats are incumbent board member Donna Crow of Milford and newcomer Brent Sin of rural Cisna Park. There will be contested races for the county board in District 1, where incumbent Paul Ducat of rural Chabanese faces a pair of newcomers, John Meents of Ashcombe Nancy Owens of rural Martinton in vying for two available seats. District 2, where incumbents Kathleen Parkinson of rural Onarga and Steve Huss of rural Gilman are joined by newcomer Cress Pfeiffer in Gilman in seeking election to two available seats. In District 4, where incumbent Mitchell Bentz of Watseka is joined by newcomers Marion Jaworski of Watseka and Kevin W. Bowman of Watseka in vying for two available seats. After that long article, we turn to the obituaries. Clyde Bargman, Gilman. Clyde Burley Burnell Bargman, 90, of Gilman, died Tuesday, October 28th at Bickford Place in Bourbonnais. Funeral services were at 11 a.m. Saturday, November 1st at the Gilman United Methodist Church with the Reverend Victor Killis officiating. Burial followed at the Gilman Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Uplifted Care in Bourbonnais or the Gilman United Methodist Church. James E. Carpenter, Loda. James E. Carpenter, 80, of Loda, formerly of Chebanese, died Saturday, October 25th at Miller Health Care Center in Kankakee. Funeral services were held on Friday, October 31st at the Zion Lutheran Church in Zebanese with the Reverend Benjamin Hayter officiating. Burial followed at Evergreen Cemetery in Chebanese with military graveside rites by the Chebanese American Legion Post. Memorials may be made to Uplifted Hospice or the Zion Lutheran Church in Chebanese. Ronald E. Grove, Seminole, Florida. Ronald Edwin Grove, 88, Seminole, Florida, a native of Paxton, died Wednesday, October 29th. A memorial service will be held. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the Paxton Masonic Lodge No. 416 or the American Osteopathic Foundation's General Fund. Kimeo Patterson, Onarga. Kimeo Patterson, 93, of Onarga, died Tuesday, October 28th at Riverside Medical Center in Kankakee. Cremation rites were accorded, and there will be a celebration of life at a later date. Memorials in her name may be made to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Rebecca L. Thorne, Paxton. Rebecca Lynn Becky Thorne, 74, of Paxton, died at 9:24 a.m. Wednesday, October 29th at Gibson Area Hospital in Gibson City. A private family burial will be at a later date at Glen Cemetery in Paxton. Memorials may be made to Ruby's Rescue and Retreat in McLean, Illinois. Carolyn J. Burton, Paxton. Carolyn Jean Burton, 81, of Paxton, died at 6:25 p.m. Wednesday, October 29th, in the emergency room at Gibson Area Hospital in Gibson City. Funeral services were held Wednesday, November 5th, at Bear Family Funeral Services in Paxton, with the Reverend D.D. Wood officiating. Burial followed in Elliott Cemetery in Elliott. Memorials may be made to the family. And that's all the time we have for this week's reading of the Ford County Chronicle. This is Tom Scott. I look forward to reading with you again very soon.